You are listening to a talk given at the Brisbane City Bible Forum. We hope you enjoy the presentation.
Well, are there questions, comments? Yes.
In United States Bank note, what does it say?
In God we trust. It does.
I thought you would have had that one there.
I did. It was in the one of the pennies, I think. Yeah.
Would you say that GFC could be caused by the banks trusting
So it's complex.
Yeah.
So the banks were trusting probably advice that they've received from people, which was bad. There was some greed going on amongst executives who knew that the advice was not good. And I think there's also a certain level of comfort or too much comfort in some of those bad debts that, you know, they'd work itself out. There was a lack of trust that, so when things started crumbling, the banks just assumed that every other bank had the same issues that they did, and so they stopped the money going, you know, sharing out amongst each other. And
do you think there's an issue when you assume trust? You can't trust because we're human, like the sort of human condition. You can't trust someone inherently.
Yeah. So, I mean, this becomes a bit of a philosophical thing. I mean, you can't completely trust people, but when we don't trust people, that's when we start hoarding and the economy just goes... you know, consumer confidence is an indicator of how well an economy is going, and that's a marker of how much people are willing to actually shell out money rather than hold it on because they think that things are going badly. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it's a complex matrix of trust that actually enables. And that's why when it goes, it's just so hard to get back up again.
I was just going to say is you can interesting thinking about it like the success of Western nations like. But then you look at some other countries that don't have the Christian background, and a lot of those countries have struggled, especially with this trust thing, because corruption is rife. So maybe that our trust given to us by God has actually helped us more than what we probably thought. Would that be a valid comment, would you think?
Well, I'll tell you a story. We had Tracy Schneider out a few months ago. That's crazy, it feels like last week. And she was telling us about a new Christian governor in one of the regions, I think it's in Jakarta. And
Mayor of Jakarta.
And he's actually working really, really hard against corruption because the theory is that if you get rid of corruption, then it actually enables the economy to flourish and go well. It builds up that trust again. And against quite a lot of opposition, he's actually having some success there. And a few weeks ago, we heard from people who have been trying to support him and the church he's involved in, and hearing about some of the fantastic things that have been happening to being able to go there. So foreign money is now coming into that place because they can trust that it's happening. Yeah. Sorry, Doug, you had your hand up a while ago.
Yeah, just a text from Timothy.
Okay.
As for the rich in the present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. They, that is the rich people, are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves, good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life.
Mm. Yeah. See, money itself is not necessarily a bad thing. It's not good to be poor, but You're supposed to use it for the good of others. Yeah. Sorry, Lauren, can I? Glenn just wanted to have a comment, and then a little while ago.
I think auditors perfectly capture what you're talking about, kind of Patrick, because auditors' jobs are an external body that comes in that says this organisation is trustworthy, but it recognises the reality of brokenness and sin and human folly.
Mm.
And the GFC was way back, if you remember, was the auditors who, in one of those companies that's now collapsed, who failed to actually check that the the value of the debt was actually recoverable.
S&P.
Yeah, mm. Yeah, and so it's interesting. And I think the other comment I would make is, I think the GFC in that is, it works on trust, but actually ask the question, is the thing you are trusting in worthy of the trust? And I think money is that, is the great illustration of, to some extent, but not ultimately. And to some extent you can trust it, you can buy and sell things, but ultimately it fails.
And the hard thing is, once it's, like I said, once it's destroyed, trust is just so hard to get back up again, and we have to create all these structures to prop it up, like auditors and that sort of thing.
Do you think with the casino coming in Brisbane and that granularity site that James Packer
down in Sydney, yep. I can't comment about whether the church needs to take more of a stand against gambling, but we certainly do need to have a stand. Gambling is basically, it's greed, you know, amplified. Someone that was on the radio the other day trying to defend his casino was, actually, it was a quote from a movie. Was, you know, he was saying his casino was a license to print money. Gambling, you know, is completely rigged against the people who are coming to gamble. You know, so a casino is there to make money. It's, in the short term, it will make money, but in the long term, it actually destroys communities. It actually undermines trust. It's destructive.
Rich, being rich or otherwise. I wonder if we take it to a more personal level, given that we are, by and large, the rich, both Australia as a nation, individually as people who are educated and generally jobs that pay far more than we need. I wonder whether you can sort of address how we deal with this continuum of, the enticement to trust in money and the flexible nature, I guess, of as a Christian, your trust in God versus enjoyment of what you earn. I'm thinking about the rather ecclesiastic approach to the wealth that he had and saying he didn't deny himself anything from the pleasures of earned. However, obviously he's saying that it's hollow. But it just seems like that it's a, I know personally, where your trust is and how we deal responsibly with money that we earn. I think the Timothy passage obviously speaks to that, but I just sort of wanted to bring it to that personal level rather than just the how trust and greed affects us as a nation, but individually how we deal with that.
So you're asking for some hints and tips about some guidelines or okay. Lots of things. there's lots of ways to work at this in your heart. The first thing is to, I think, realize that it actually, you know, greed is actually much more insidious in our hearts than we realize. And so to be honest with ourselves that actually we probably are treating ourselves more than we probably should. And to look at our, you know, and have that frank assessment, get the budget out and work out exactly what we're spending on this, that, and the other. The other thing we can do is we can actually be greed by proxy. I'm doing this for my kids. Can let a lot of greed kind of creep into. So one thing I've heard that might be helpful is, and I'm hearing the bells, which means I need to finish up, is to work out how much you pay a pastor in your church, for example. You know, because your church is trying to work out what it means to live in the area in which you're trying to do ministry, and this what we pay our pastor is what it costs to live in this area. So if what you're earning is more than that, then think about that surplus. What do I do with that? Might be a way of going through. Some pastors are paid quite well, some pastors are paid quite poorly. I remember in a mining town, a minister was asking for a raise, and the elder said, "Oh, no, you're just being greedy," and then looked at his, what they were paying him and said, "Oh, I wouldn't get out of bed for that." You know, yeah. We do need to finish up. I'm quite happy to keep talking, and you can be quite welcome to stick around. But thank you for coming. Tomorrow is our last in this series, More Than Power. So come and be a part of that. Thank you.